We come to grips with our wrists. We come to sound with our mouths. We sing of what we think we know. Mother fire, skin and blood. And we move just like the birds. Moving amidst the other birds. And we move just like the fish. Rolling away from larger. And I know I projected the line of lacking, but oh, you look like a morning star. To see who we are. Ooh. And I know you're projecting the lie of lacking, but oh, you look like a morning star. To see who we are. Ooh. You look good in the west, see how it goes ends. South, see how you use your mouth. You look good in the east, all elbows and knees. To the honey dipper, to the salt shifter.
Additionally, I have extensive experience researching extraterrestrial life in Area 51. I'm recording this video because there's something they don't want you to know. Trump's not from here. And I don't mean not from America. I mean not from this planet, okay? When I wrote that ridiculously glowing letter in just 5 minutes, I thought you'd see through it for the obvious farce that it was. Donald's lab tests were not astonishingly excellent. They were astonishing because his blood work revealed he isn't a carbon-based life form. I know that his strength and stamina are extraordinary. That's because Earth's oxygen-rich atmosphere strengthens his alien endoskeleton. I did a chest exam, and to be honest, I was not expecting to find a heart. And you know what? I didn't. Instead of a heart, he has four sphincters.
He might be a bigot. He might be, have ties to racists. They're actually equal, when in reality they're not equal. And I think that's where journalists are failing in the contortions to try to make it seem fair.
But so that may be the default, but I've seen a lot of good examples of the press, I think, doing its job of calling him out and telling it like it is. You know, whether it's you on this show saying there's no basis for him to claim the election's going to be stolen, or the New York Times saying in the front page lead story, Trump presents a threat to the rule of law and the Constitution. Not on the editorial page, but as a news story, because that's fact, but not opinion.
And that was all thanks to Roy Cohn. Safely. Alone, unloved, and heroin.
And thank God for AIDS. Otherwise, I wouldn't be your attorney.
Get Jerry Schrager, one of the top Jew real estate lawyers in all of New York City.
View either evolved from a complex series of socioeconomic conditions.
Standing in a fucking stadium getting our asses laughed at.
Mark, let me get your assessment on this. Are you more optimistic or pessimistic about how the press has been trying to treat Trump?
Well, first of all, since we are stepping back, I should step back and say that in fairness,
I was shoot this old baggy elephant in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
Objective about the agreed upon, agreed upon argument in our culture that there is one arbiter, whether it's Walter Cronkite or Tim Russert, that can decide. So, I think the notion here of
come in, do the right thing.
Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. What a way to make a living. Sisters, get the ripper, throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut a catalyst. Cut. For a revolution.
Doesn't that put you at risk as a journalist?
The gentleman I'm referring to refers to himself as a white supremacist, right? This is not me saying, wow, he sounds like a white supremacist.
Okay.
He would tell you.
He doesn't even say white nationalist.
That's
the appropriate euphemism.
Donald Trump, racist. A lot of journalists do not say that. A lot of Clinton supporters wouldn't like journalists to say
that. Yeah, and I actually think often people jump very quickly to racist. I'm very slow to call anybody a racist. And I think in this case, it's irrelevant. The thing that we're talking about is, are you softening the ground for people who are white supremacists, who are white nationalists, who would self-identify that way to feel comfortable with their views being brought into the national discourse to the point where they can do a 5-minute happily on national television? And the answer is yes, clearly, and there's lots of evidence of that. Do I have a question, or do I have a hard time saying to somebody, that's just not true? No, I probably am over-eager to do that. I actually think it's one of the most interesting and compelling things about being a journalist and being able to interview people is when you find politicians who seem notoriously challenged with the truth often to be able to say that's literally not true and here's how it's not true. I think that's great. It's a great moment and we should do more of it.
Maybe the question is it happening enough? Mark, let me go to you on this.
To make a metaphor for radicals. Taking off my clothes at the Lido. All I got is my decadent credo.
Don't
it was adopted.
Myself a check given to a gang and get sold to a pack of losers down to Napalusha. I heard you got guns, well I got fun, I got something sweet.
I think I just had an awesome. I have got to get the Taj Mahal. And of course we're seeing Miss Reynolds' second grade class with copyright infringement. This is the shit out of my life. No problem. I mean, I should easily. World class trouble. I was just telling the kid here about the art of suing people.
It just seems like whoever has the most money and the most employers has an unfair advantage.
To talk more about Donald Trump, we're joined now by David K. Johnston.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and I am here speaking to you as the leader of ISIS. I am making this video to respond to the unfounded, ridiculous claim that the election of Donald Trump will somehow benefit ISIS. Oh, don't know how this got here. But seriously, this man, Trump, he terrifies all of us here at ISIS. Trump's official counter-terrorism policy of extreme vetting is like Bond villain genius. I mean, we murder innocent women and children in horrific ways, sure. But now you are asking us to lie on a questionnaire. Only the most evil members of ISIS would be able to withstand such extreme vetting. This questionnaire, this is the best thing for us. I mean, to defeat us. Huh? Oh. This is Trump's art of the deal. How did this get here? I mean, this guy Trump, he is dangerous. Sure, we have public beheadings every Tuesday and Saturday. But this guy insults his enemies on Twitter. Thank God that I canceled my social media. He's terrifying. Do not elect Donald Trump for president. I have to say, though, what really makes me shit my kurta pajamas is that Trump says ISIS was founded by Obama. How did he find out? He talks to the best people. He's got a very good brain. I don't know.
Consider centuries of Sunni-Shia warfare that in the mid-2000s culminated in the brutal subjugation of Sunnis by a U.S.-backed Shia-Iraqi government. Or one could just say ISIS formed because there are bad guys out there. To combat ISIS, we should either strategically exploit their own fundamentalist worldview against them while taking care not to exacerbate the conditions that led to their rise in the first place, for it, just drop every bomb we've got on the enemies of freedom.
Which, coincidentally, is the same number of times he's filed for bankruptcy. I wrote that if elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Hello! How did nobody notice that I wrote individual and not human? There's no 70-year-old human who could be healthier than, say, JFK when he was elected at the age of 43. But you know who is healthier? An ageless, hive-minded alien species intent on harvesting a planet's resources and driving the native population to extinction.
Evidence, which if you look at Hillary Clinton's speech, she actually did have a lot of really good factual evidence that we would all agree are things that have happened and do exist. They're treated as if they're equal. Well, she might be a bigot. He might have ties to racists. They're actually equal when in reality they're not equal. And I think that's where journalists are failing in the contortions to try to make it seem fair.
But so that may be the default.
Treason.
To talk more about Donald Trump, we're joined now by David K. Johnston, who's followed Trump's career for decades. His biography of Trump has just been published. It's
deranged. People who are dangerous. And without question, this was way beyond the pale. But, you know, this will happen again. This is who Donald Trump is. He is a bully. He is someone who believes that whatever is he thinks is in his interest in the moment is in the national interest.
Well, David, you've been following Trump now for decades, going back to even back when you were, a bureau chief for Philadelphia Inquirer in Atlantic City, when he was beginning to get his casinos going there in Atlantic City. What's been the main thread that you've taken away from your years of studying his operations?
Donald doesn't know anything. And if you listen carefully to what he says, it becomes apparent. He was asked by Hugh Hewitt during one of the debates, the right-wing radio talk show host, about the nuclear triad. That's the capacity of the U.S. to deliver a nuclear bomb from a submarine missile, a land-based missile, or an airplane. His answer indicated he had no idea. Well, it turned out Hugh Hewitt had asked the same question months earlier on his radio show, and Trump didn't learn in between.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. This is Dr. Furious cranking in the beats Thursday night. And that there in the background is some funny stuff from Two Fresh Beats from Asheville, their crazy airmail album, D-Woo. And I'm Dr. Furious. Do it every Thursday. You can go to furiousg.blogspot.com to learn more about our old shows, specifically more recently how we've been focusing on the tyrannical rump. And having fun with other crazy topics. So stick around, learn more about it, and also support Micropower Radio if you can. There's lots of ways of doing it. Go to WCOMFM.org if you can. Check it out. Somehow you're in the range of this voice, this planet, or others. So tune in somehow, support the station, and in addition to tuning in and supporting the station, find ways to make a little ruckus wherever you happen to be. Furious ruckus. We're going to keep going to this one. The 60-day Trumpocalypse countdown started up at 100. Actually, we've been covering this since last year, so see how it goes. It's been a fun ride. Oh, yeah, by the way, the show may be offensive to some members, dangling. For everyone else, thanks for listening to Mike Pop Radio. Furious!
tall boy.
Isn't it as ever, I hope?
I trust you've given up on your silly fantasy of moving the USFL season from the spring to the fall.
Not only have I not given up, I am challenging the NFL head on.
I just need to get TV rights to do it.
Look, you will never get them. We own the networks. ABC, CBS, NBC. You're making a big mistake here, Trump.
Actually, I'm making the opposite of a mistake. It's a good stake.
I'll see you in court.
So I sued the NFL for breaking antitrust laws.
Your witness, Mr. Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury.
Your Honor,
Spuds. Mr. Rozelle, isn't it true that you pledged to, quote, destroy the United States Football League?
She said, when in actuality, the fact that Donald Trump has said she's a bigot, with not the long laundry list of evidence, which if you looked at Hillary Clinton's speech, she actually did have a lot of really good factual evidence that we would all agree are things that have happened and do exist.
I still remember the day that Obama told me he wanted to found a terrorist group. He said, you know, I am going to found a terrorist group. And then the next thing you know, boom, ISIS was born. Hillary was his co-founder. Joe Biden founded Boko Haram. Nancy Pelosi shot Tupac. It's all true. Why not? Please, America, we beg you, if you have any mercy for my poor ISIS soldiers, don't elect Donald Trump. ISIS out.
Campaign heads into the final stretch. Both candidates are facing questions about their character and integrity, but one candidate's alleged scandal seemed to be getting a lot more attention than the others. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. There's Hillary Clinton, who spent the primary fighting off the challenge from Bernie Sanders by casting herself as a champion of the working class. Ultra-rich donors, including a recent fundraiser at a waterfront Hamptons estate where she danced alongside Jimmy Buffett, John Bon Jovi, and Paul McCartney and joined in a sing-along finale to Hey Jude. Soon to be known as the least bootlegged copy of Hey Jude. Oh, dude, you gotta hear this. McCartney, Jovi, Buffett, and Clinton, Hampton 16. Now, Hillary reportedly used the specter of a Trump presidency to raise money, telling the crowd of mega-rich donors, quote, I stand between you and the apocalypse.
Now that I'm back in school, I want to tell you about all I learned from grown-ups on my summer vacation. Well, I just learned that polls show we're about to have taco trucks on every corner. Oh, yum! But I also learned that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton founded ISIS. Boo! I learned it's okay to kind of sort of threaten to kill your political opponent. Oh, in a funny way, though. And that it's okay to go after grieving parents. There's something going on, you know. I learned that powerful women have, ethical challenges when doing do-good foundation work. And note to self, passing notes in class is way more secure than using your own email server. I also learned that your foundation's contributions to an attorney general just might cause her to not investigate your scam university. Just an accounting mix-up, promise. I learned that Vladimir Putin is awesome. But most of all, I learned that the level-headed presidential Donald Trump is always just around the corner. Well, I just don't know how many corners there are. Or if they'll all have taco trucks. And that's what I learned on my summer vacation again.
Something. I don't know. We need a wall. A big wall. A big, beautiful space wall so that he and his kind can never get in. This thing will lay this planet and all of us to waste. There needs to be time. But we have to hurry. He talks about nukes. He'll use them on our allies, on us. It's human civilization. Don't you understand? For God's sakes.
You're fired.
Release me.
Disgusting hellhole that is America, and I know hellholes because I just got back from Mexico. To the blacks, I say, Donald J. Trump is your guy. Come on, look at you. You got nothing. Nothing. You've only got the violence, the poverty, the hot sun, the whips. What the hell have you got to lose? Believe me, some of Trump Organization's best assistants are black. Christ, that's got to count for something. Now, crooked Hillary, crooked dying Hillary, she's got a really, really big problem with the scandals and the emails and the hoomah. But listen, ladies, that doesn't mean I don't love women. I love women. All of my best wives have been women.
Absolutely right, but lucky for me, of course, I was born and raised in the United States. Dallas, Texas.
Really? Mm. Because I detect an accent.
Me? An accent? Mm. No, you're talking bollocks, mate.
You see, that's what I mean. Americans don't say bollocks.
Yeah, if anyone's got an accent here, mate, it's you. So you've got one of those accents, like one of those old-timey New York ruffians. Say, I'd hate to see your mother have an accident.
I would hate to see your mother have an accident.
Ruffians. Say, I'd hate to see your mother have an accident.
I would hate to see your mother have an accident.
In the crowd of mega-rich donors, quote, I stand between you and the apocalypse.
out there, women, blacks, Latinx, especially educated whites, my people, and I have some very, very good people, they tell me I can't do this without you. Which is why, now, for a limited time only, you can become a platinum-level supporter of Donald J. Trump for only $19.95. This is a very, very good deal, trust me. Give your money to a fabulously successful billionaire who will make America great again. What the hell do you have to lose?
In the heat of debate.
Don't worry about it, little Margo.
And speaking on a multitude of issues.
The total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
You don't choose the right words.
She's a disgusting pig, right? And
believe it or not, I regret it.
Look at his wife. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. Do you regret at all engaging in this back and forth with the cons?
I don't regret anything.
He's the war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Well, you regret saying that?
You know, I like not to regret anything.
They're rapists.
Do you regret saying that specifically?
No, not at all.
Do you want to apologize for anything?
No, I don't apologize.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
What I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time.
I said nothing wrong whatsoever. So
he's a Mexican.
Do you regret making it personal with the judge?
Look, I've had very, very unfair decisions.
To look back and say, gee whiz, I wish I didn't do this or that, I don't think that's good. I don't even think in a certain way, I don't even think that's healthy.
Say, I'd hate to see your mother have an accident.
I would hate to see your mother have an accident.
Yeah, right, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, scary.
Listen, enough of the rumpy-pumpy, okay? Let's just get down to straight old business. If you ever decide you want to sell that big molecule casino or yours, you call me.
I will, sir.
Donald Trump.
You'll come back sometime, you hear?
And I got the place for $320 million. Again, for someone else's money. Now that is another Trump card element of the deal. Oh, know your market.
Anyway, as I was saying,
shut up.
I would.
I put Ivana in charge. You know why? Because she's more than just a pretty face. And, you know, obviously the glorious city of those. Oh, baby.
Yes. So,
but it doesn't mean talk. You know, she also gave me my three beautiful children. Did you not, darling? Did you not?
I did, 100%. Yes, I never forget.
Witnessing the birth of my first child was like one of the top 15 moments of my life. Easily.
Okay, so I...
Shush!
Yes, I would...
And I gotta compliment Ivana, you know, because she really kept things relatively tight downstairs.
I stand between you and the apocalypse. Of course, it was the Hamptons that the apocalypse is technically when they run out of rosé.
Right now, you're spending your days scrounging for food in this violent apocalyptic wasteland, eating rats. Not good, not good. Not good. Apocalyptic wasteland, eating rats. Not good.
What I say is what I say.
that immortality talk.
We will get a bull roar.
I don't need your casino to be a bull.
I don't get it.
Let me put this into terms you can understand, okay, Murph? It's Final Jeopardy, and you keep spinning, lose a turn.
If you're not careful, that slut fan is going to turn over a net, and you.
And you'll miss the daily double.
Give back my drift.
Taking everything I've created, melted them down into truth bullets, fired them into my forehead.
You know, I really, really do, but he's just, he's acting like he's not going to die of prostate cancer in 19.
Now, crooked dying Hillary, she's got a really, really big problem with the scandals and the emails and the
boomer.
But listen, ladies, that doesn't mean I don't love women. I love women.
Seriously, I was born.
Do you regret saying that specifically?
All of my best wives have been women. Beautiful ones, first class models, top notch. Look, I'm not a bad guy. All of you out there, women, blacks, Latinas, especially educated whites, my people, and I have some very, very good people, they tell me I can't do this without you, which is why now, for a limited time only, you can become a platinum level supporter of Donald J. Trump for only $19.95. This is a very, very good deal, trust me.
I have an idea. You broke it up. I make it better. Jesus. You know what the very first building we worked together on was?
The Statue of Trump?
The one you're sitting. Today, Trump Tower is universally recognized as one of the most erotic buildings on the planet. Am I wrong or am I right or am I wrong?
You are right. In fact, I mean, he was recently arrested for trying to have sex with it.
It was crazy enough. But that irresistible design did not happen overnight.
While Hillary spent most of the summer avoiding reporters, she's apparently been much more accessible to the children of rich donors. For a donation of $2,700, the children under 16 of donors at an event last month could ask Mrs. Clinton a question, which explains why Wolf Blitzer was spotted wearing a Hollister t-shirt and riding a Razor scooter. Now, the reason Hillary spent so little time talking to reporters over the summer is that she was likely to face questions about her emails or the Clinton Foundation, both of which have been a drag on her poll numbers. And last week, those problems got even worse when the FBI released notes from its interview with Hillary about her use of a private email server.
The release of these redacted papers tells us more than we've ever known about the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's email controversy.
One of the most striking things that we learned in these documents is that Clinton used 13 different mobile devices while Secretary of State, and at least two of them were destroyed by an aide to former President Bill Clinton, who actually smashed them with a hammer.
Now, to be fair, those were Blackberries, and anyone who has ever used a Blackberry has wanted to smash it with a hammer.
Chapter 6. The last chapter, okay? The art of building the Trump Tower.
Your money to a fabulously successful billionaire who will make America great again. What the hell do you have to lose? Right now, you're spending your days scrounging for food in this violent apocalyptic wasteland.
No, not at all.
Do you want to apologize for anything?
No, I don't apologize.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
What I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time.
We'll be right back.
We've used the spotlight to prevent violence, to mock the disabled, to spread fear of Muslims.
It's why I'm doing this, and I love it.
We've used the spotlight to prevent violence, to mock the disabled, to spread fear of Muslims.
It's why I'm doing this, and I love it.
You've used the spotlight to encourage violence, to mock the disabled, to spread fear of Muslims.
That's why I'm doing this, and I love it.
You've used the spotlight to encourage violence, to mock the disabled, to spread fear of Muslims.
And I love it.
How is everyone going to know what this is? We don't have little mini group walking, drinking little mini coffees, having a sensational mini shopping experience, and a mini Trump Tower.
I won't add mini people.
Give them all backstory. What are they for? The tiny places that they're from. And why are they visiting Trump Tower? Huh? You got it?
Yes, Mr. Trump.
Nowadays, everybody does mini people backstories. But back then, it was unheard of. Did I ever tell you how Trump Tower came to be?
Should the mini people's cuts be filled with milk coffee?
I have admired a lot on 57th and 5th since I was 9 months old. And I remember that little lady.
You have to lose. Right now, you're spending your days scrounging for food in this violent apocalyptic wasteland, eating rats. Not good, not good. You got nothing, nothing. Trust me. Greetings, people of this filthy, disgusting hellhole that is America.
As if they're equal. Well, she might be a bigot, he might be have ties to racists, they're actually equal, when in reality they're not equal. And I think that's where journalists are failing in the contortions to try to make it seem fair.
But so that may be the default.
A lot of journalists do not say that. A lot of Clinton supporters would like journalists to say
that. Yeah, and I actually think often people jump very quickly to racist. I'm very slow to call anybody a racist. And I think in this case, it's irrelevant. The thing that we're talking about is, are you softening the ground for people who are white supremacists, who are white nationalists, who would self-identify that way to feel comfortable with their views being brought into the national discourse to the point where they can do a
violence
happily on national television? And the answer is yes. Clearly, and there's lots of evidence of that. Do I have a question, or do I have a hard time saying to somebody, that's just not true? No, I probably am overeager to do that. I actually think it's one of the most interesting and compelling things about being a journalist and being able to interview people is when you find politicians who seem notoriously challenged with the truth often, to be able to say, that's literally not true, and here's how it's not true. I think that's great. It's a great moment, and we should do more of it.
Last night at a rally in North Carolina, for example, he implied that the IT aide who set up Hillary Clinton's server, who pleaded the fifth, and who is still very much alive, may actually be dead.
She doesn't even remember whether or not she was instructed on how to use emails. But that's in addition to the guy who set up the server. Remember him? And he pleaded the fifth. He pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Wait, what are we going to do with this guy? What happened? He pleaded the fifth, right? He pleaded the fifth. Where is he? Where is he? Is he living? Where is he? He pleaded the fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again.
Not hearing about the IT guy doesn't mean he's dead. It just means he's the IT guy. They famously live in the shadows. You forget they're even there until you spill juice on your keyboard and then they just like appear behind you.
Mock the disabled, spread fear of Muslims.
That's why I'm doing this, and I love it.
We have to hurry. He talks about nukes. He'll use them on our allies, on us. It's tremendous. Human civilization. Don't you understand? For God's sakes.
I had always wanted to do two things other than shoot someone in the middle of the street and then watch them die, and build a skyscraper. But to make either dream a reality, I had to get the lease to that big, stupid Fonwit Teller building and then tear it down. The guy in charge of the property agreed to let me take over the lease for a measly $25 million. But I needed this moron to sign a letter of intent.
If he found out how valuable this lot was, he would be able to sell it to someone else for a whole lot more.
If he found out how valuable this lot was, he'd be able to sell it to someone else for a whole lot more. I couldn't let that happen.
I said nothing wrong whatsoever. So...
we're building a wall. He's a Mexican.
Do you regret making it personal with the judge?
Look, I've had very, very unfair decisions.
To look back and say, gee whiz, I wish I didn't do this or that, I don't think that's good. I don't even think, in a certain way, I don't even think that's healthy.
What I say is what I say.
And I know hell holes because I just got back from Mexico. To the blacks, I say, Donald J. Trump is your guy. Come on, look at you. You got nothing.
Most people would agree Donald Trump might be the most divisive presidential candidate ever.
Chip and yourself got them for her sweet 16.
Now look at this one. This is what I'm going to ask you.
And of course, the emails aren't the only controversy Hillary's dealing with. There's also the ongoing saga of the Clinton Foundation and its ties to the State Department while she was Secretary of State. Now, some emails suggest donors to the foundation may have received special access to the State Department, but there's no evidence the State Department ever did any favors for them. Now, compare that to another foundation you may have heard a lot less about, the Trump Foundation.
She's a disgusting
is because it's not exactly clear what the Trump Foundation does. The Clinton Foundation provides life-saving care to AIDS patients, while the Trump Foundation once gave $250 to the Special Olympics and $100 to the March of Dimes. Did he think the name meant you could only give dimes? As it turns out, the Trump Foundation has been implicated in a legitimately illegal donation to a politician who was considering a fraud suit against Trump University at the time.
Last week, the Washington Post reported the foundation was fined by the IRS for violating tax law for a $25,000 donation to a campaign group tied to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Now, this gift came around the time that Bondi was thinking about opening a fraud investigation into Trump University.
Bondi eventually decided not to pursue the investigation. Critics suggest that Trump was essentially giving her money to look the other way.
Irony is, Trump University offers a class called Looking the Other Way.
We'll be right back. start talking about them like you never believed.
You got this place loaded with insecurities.
Now, this is what I will be able to do.
Believe it or not, I regret it.
If you look at his wife, she had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. Do you regret at all engaging in this back?
What's this one?
I don't regret anything.
He's a real hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you regret saying that?
Do you regret saying that specifically?
No, not at all.
Do you want to apologize for anything?
I'm
going to
hit that one.
You call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
And I'm going to get them. I'm going to let them have it. Maybe a tweet or maybe this or that.
I said nothing.
But I'm going to hit them hard.
Decisions.
To look back and say, gee whiz, I wish I didn't do this or that. I don't think that's good. I don't even think in a certain way, I don't even think that's healthy.
What I say is what I say.
A scrounging for food in this violent apocalyptic wasteland.
A politician thinking about investigating him for fraud and was fined by the IRS for it. But if you ask Trump, the two have nothing to do with each other.
I never spoke to her. Was just DeAndre Burch. She's a fine person. Never spoke to her about it. Many of the attorney generals turned that case down. Because I'll win that case in court. Many attorney generals throughout the country turned that down. I never spoke to her about it.
Poor Mike Pence. He looks like Trump's straight-laced southern lawyer who can't get him to shut up. And what my client meant to say was, I got this mic. I'm guilty. And I'm the best at being guilty. Everyone says so. So Trump insists the donation was not a attorney general. But it wasn't just the Trump Foundation that donated to Bondi while she was considering investigating Trump. Trump and his daughter Ivanka each gave $500 to Bondi's campaign in the fall of 2013 as well. Because everyone knows there's three things Ivanka Trump cares about: the real estate business, high-end fashion, and down-ballot Florida politics.
Trump says he's going to hit speakers.
Eating rat. To the blacks, I say, Donald J. Trump is your guy. Come on, look at you.
If you look at his wife, she had nothing to say. Probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. Do you regret at all engaging in this back and forth with the cons?
I don't regret anything.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
I've given to Democrats. I've given to Hillary. I've given to everybody because that was my job. I got to give to them because when I want something, I get it. When I call, they kiss my ass.
I give to everybody. When they call, I give. And you know what? When I need something from them, 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them. They are there for me.
So what'd you get from Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I'll tell you what. With Hillary Clinton, I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding. You know why? She had no choice because I gave.
Think about how sad that is. He is bragging that he had to pay people to come to his wedding. I'm pretty sure Hillary wasn't the only one who was there for the money. Oh, no, come on, guys. too far, you guys.
WCLMFM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5. I'm Dr. Furious. We do this every Thursday, cranking out the funness, funky, crazy beats, and taking on a crazy problem in the world every once in a while, which happens to be right now some big, giant, orange, pimply-looking thing. So we're going to pop the pimple. We're going to keep messing around, kicking the horn's nest. See what happens. We're gonna fight here a little bit as we do, and you can hear more about the old shows. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can see the old shows, notice what we've talked about, which includes not just going after T-Rump, but other apocalyptic problems out there, many of which have been spotlighted here by Furious, myself, Furious, truly Furious George. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now, Micropower Radio, which we started up in, at least in the East Coast, in Asheville, before it was legal. We had Micropower, Low Power FM, community-based radio, just like WCOM, and then we made it legal. So we've had WCOM here for the last decade or so, more, decade and more, with great people helping making it be awesome. As well as other folks who listen to this stuff from all across the world, folks in Europe, where I just returned from. So thanks for listening to some of the old shows while I've been gone. We're going to keep doing what we do, though, which means pushing the envelope, stomping the foot, whatever. I'm going to mix some metaphors, mix methods. Whew. What else we got to go into? Oh, also want to say thanks to all the folks who came out to the crack and to support that benefit for WCOM. Lots more fun stuff coming up. Summer's not over. It's going to be crazy. We got 60-something days left, so let's keep it going. Next, listen to Micropower Radio. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Sorry, I forgot. I knew it. There's the Hopscotch Festival in Raleigh right now, and those guys have been generous enough to kick Furious and DJ Buck Rooster down some tickets so we could go check it out. So the Rooster's there right now, and I'm holding down the fort. A little DJ Raza in the background. But I will be cranking into the Hopscotch, especially to hear some local music. Sylvan Esso, who is probably one of the coolest local electronic bands, backed up by this dude named Made of Oak, who we also play tonight. All those folks and others we've been playing, might get in a little bit more of that. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio, and support local music, local artists, local cool, funky, crazy festivals. Whatever else you gotta do. Shake off the beast.
explaining. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. All day, nigga.
I said na 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 na. You told me you'd do it, and I did it. You mad at me now?
No, because that's not even funny.
You told me say na 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 na, and I was like, I got you. I just said that the other day, and I just recorded this song saying na 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 na. Is it not for you? Word. Hi. Fuck you. No, no, no. Fuck you now.
Another one, and another one, Every time I make another one, it's another one. Don't be all up on my friend's toes when that butter comes. She tried to put me in the friend zone, but she wanted some. Fuck it, I be.